2 Chronicles chapter 30, Second Chances at the Table. Cool Hezekiah invites north and south to Passover after the fall of Samaria. Couriers walk war-scarred roads urging, "Return to the Lord, he is gracious and compassionate." Exodus 34:6. Some mock, some humble themselves. A rare idiom appears, "Give the hand," Hebrew tenu yad, to the Lord, yield allegiance. Mercy, they keep Passover in the second month, Pesach Sheni, Numbers 9-9-11, a built-in provision for the unready. Many are not ritually clean, yet the king prays that the good Lord would pardon those who seek him, though irregular. God heals the people. Augustine saw here a pattern. The efficacy of grace is God's, not the perfection of our preparations. Calvin and the Reformers drew pastoral courage for charitable order amid disorder. Joy Levites teach, shame ripens into consecration. Unity, one heart, Lev Echad, is given, not engineered. They extend the feast to 14 days, an echo of Solomon's dedication, 2 Chronicles 7, as if the temple is being reopened from the heart. Christ, our Passover, gathers scattered tribes into one, 1 Corinthians 5, 7-8, Ephesians 2, 14, John 11, 52. Cross-references, Numbers 9, 9-11, Exodus 34, 6, 2 Chronicles 7, 8, 10, 39, 27, 1 Corinthians 5, 7, 8, Ephesians 2, 14. Hymn. At the Lamb's high feast we sing. Prayer, good Lord, grant us second month mercy. Give us one heart to seek you. Heal our disordered worship. And make our homes and churches tables of pardon and joy in Christ our Passover. Amen.